podcast too.
Yeah, but it's just your main. I guess you could change it every time.
Oh, I guess really the podcast I listen to, they change it every time.
Yeah, that's an impressive way to go, guys.
Yeah.
I haven't changed ours once.
They were like the number one health podcast for at one point.
Really? And they changed. They put one on. I guess I put a logo in for the sermon podcasts.
Like what the
each
sermon
week.
Is?
Yeah. So I put our whatever our little square looks like. So I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Our anchor does not offer that. If they do, I haven't found it in
six people.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, but if you're part of the six people that are listening, thank you.
Yes.
And if you are new and you just found this, welcome to Parenting Matters, where we talk about parenting matters because parenting matters. So we talk about all things parenting.
So how much of those things that we were talking about is now on our podcast?
Lots of those parenting
all of
matters.
It.
All of our parenting.
No, I meant like just now. In the last 5 minutes you started. How much? How far back is, is our chatter?
It's always a secret when I hit the record button for Tanya.
Here we go.
I cut out some of the things, most of the things that are incriminating to me, but I leave in all the things.
Oh, yeah. That's
because
how it works.
It forces her to listen to it too, which also increases our viewership. So I'm trying to get it anywhere I can. Yeah. So today we're here and we're going to talk probably about parenting things. We were trying to think of what a main topic would be. But as both of us indicated as we sat down, and maybe we could talk about this. I had no idea that it was. So for those that care, we record on Wednesdays at about 1 o'clock p.m., right? We have a staff meeting that typically takes us until
11-ish.
11-ish, sometimes longer. Today was one of those days that it was a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
My time got completely out of hand. So when I got back, and you were saying the same thing,
mm-hmm.
I was helping a few people, doing a little things, piddling around, going, okay, what am I going to do until 1 o'clock? And then she texts me and said, hey, are you coming? And I looked down, it was 1:15. I couldn't believe it. And
where
you were saying stuff like that happens to you all the time,
right? So I'm sure as a parent.
As a parent, that absolutely happens, especially when you're talking about being intentional with faith.
Yeah.
When you're talking about discipline, when you're talking about consistency, schooling, education, all of the things that we want to do as parents, that we have these great plans to do, saving for retirement or saving for the future, saving for college.
Now we're getting into finances.
Oh, that's where it starts hurting a little bit.
It does.
It's amazing how you can always get sidetracked and then next thing you know, it's there.
Well, and just, I mean, let me stop and do this dish really quick or let me stop and vacuum really, you know, whatever. Could be good things that you're doing, like you were helping somebody.
I was helping
totally
multiple
good
people. Yes.
Yeah. You're like, okay, and it won't take that long. And next thing you know, your hour is gone.
That's right. And you're like, oh man, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And now I just want to sit down and I want to rest. And
listen,
again, I can tell you all the things that just happened to me today, they've happened in parenting where I said, I'm going to sit down with my kids and I'm going to make sure that I'm going to read for 15 minutes, 20 minutes every night. Just do that.
Just read a book.
And then the next night you're like, Reading. The next night you go, I've got to do this, and the next thing you're like, oh man, it's bedtime.
Uh-huh.
And of course, typically, your kids are standing there with their book going, are we reading tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, baby, we'll get you tomorrow night.
And that is tough.
Next.
Because then they learn that you are not dependable.
But,
that's
exactly.
Sad.
Or that, maybe that's not as important. Whatever it is that they learn.
Right.
They realize that they're taking a backseat to something.
Yep.
And listen, there's no condemnation here.
Right.
I'm pointing the finger
Yes, so we're admitting we do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think understanding and admitting it is the first step to to prioritizing and being intentional with all the things that you're going to do, right? If you really want to invest in your kids spiritually, then you have to make that a priority.
Right.
And not go, well, it's just one more show. Hey, it's just a few little things. Hey, we're just doing the taxes. Hey, we're doing whatever it is. You have to be intentional about it.
Yep.
And you got to do that in your life, too.
You have to do that in your life. I don't have kids. I still have to do that. You know?
Yeah, you have two dogs that are very demanding.
Demanding. Those dogs.
Right.
They just
That's why I don't have dogs anymore.
They are no work. I feed them twice a day and let them in at night and let them out in the morning. Mm. That is the extent.
Okay. Well, that's my kind of pet keeping for dogs. Most people, we're going to get letters. We haven't gotten an email yet from our listeners, which by the way, if you are one of our six or seven listeners, stop listening right now and send us an email just to say, hey, we really are here.
Please
because
do.
It hurts. But here's the deal. Maybe they won't email, but you're going to get an email for that.
Because
you,
I said that?
You only feed your dogs. You don't spend time with them. Why do you even have dogs? There's going to be, people are passionate about that kind of stuff.
Well, and I kind of am.
I think the kind of is the important part.
Well, that's the thing is my husband wants them outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to always go outside to spend time with them.
Mm-hmm.
So
especially
now,
right now.
I'm in the why have dogs camp. If they can't be inside where I can talk to them and play with them.
It's true. So it's true. And if they can't
send the email to my husband.
So whatever emails you send to her, TanyaMagnoliasFirst.org, she's going to forward on over to her husband, and just to let everybody know that the public is behind her.
Yes.
So there you go. That's exactly. A way to make it right.
That's right.
You see that little deviation we just took?
I know, right?
It's exactly what happens in life. I told somebody the other day, this was actually a while back, because it was somebody that worked for us, and I asked for him to, put on his project list something to do. And I kept coming back to him and saying, hey, are we doing this? Said, oh, man, this came up. And I finally went, hey, there's always going to be something that comes up.
Right, yeah.
And you have to make a priority to when those things come up. They're probably not an emergency. I mean, unless something horrible has happened that people are dying or that, the floods are imminent or whatever terrible things could be possibly happening, then you just got to learn how to prioritize it. And that's the key for parenting, is also understanding. If you just want to be a flighty, we're going to see how just it goes, and that's fine.
Right.
You get to choose. You're perfectly wonderful. But if you do want to be intentional about these certain things, then as most of us have to be.
Right.
Because it doesn't just always come natural, and it doesn't just happen.
Yeah.
Stuff comes in the way. Then you have to sit down and go, okay, this is when we're going to do it.
Well, and one thing I've been trying to work on at work, especially because where my office is located, it's in the middle of the preschool, and so I get disrupted all the time. So I've needed to focus on what's urgent versus what's important. Because a lot of times I find myself doing the things that are urgent at the sacrifice of the things that are important.
Correct.
And so, first of all, figuring out what that means. What do you mean? Urgent seems like you should do it because it's urgent, right? But urgent doesn't necessarily mean important.
That's true. It also doesn't mean that somebody else couldn't do it for you.
Yeah.
Right? So ranking all of those things
is a good point,
is also important. What is it that only you can do?
Yeah.
And then what can be delegated to someone else?
I remember
else?
You told me that a couple of years ago, and I've really tried hard to work at that.
You have to hold on to those things.
Yeah.
If you start off saying, okay, I'm going to do this, and listen, again, chief offender right here, better coach than player. if you don't delegate accordingly, then you're going to find yourself under the mound of urgency, and the important stuff's just going to sit in the closet, and you're never going to do it. I remember when I was very young, probably 22 years old, and first started coaching, my wife was pregnant, and I said, I'm going to start a college fund for my daughter. Mm-hmm. That way we don't ever think about it. And then any kids, other kids that I have, I'm going to have that. And I have not put a cent to that yet.
Ooh, she's graduating in May.
I know. So
you're behind.
Just kind of praying through that.
Yeah. Lord, provide magically.
Lord, we know what you're going to do.
Yep.
Of course, it all worked out fine, but it's one of those things, if you don't really intention it, you can say it all day long.
Exactly.
You want to...
make it a priority.
If you want your kids to grow up in the faith, then you have to model the faith. You have to talk about the faith. You have to be intentional about your faith, regardless of what it is. And then watch how quickly your kids catch on.
Yeah.
Zoe
is
now praying in the car, by the way.
Because you've been praying in the car for her. Long-time
listener. Yeah. Then a couple of weeks ago, I think it was Tanya that she convicted me through my own words. And so... Zoe and I, we have about 10, 15 minutes in the car every morning after we drop off one of my other daughters, and she usually just plays. But now we stop, and I ask the other daughter before she gets out, what can I pray for you about? She usually tells me most of the time it's nothing or please let it sunshine.
Aww.
Okay, great. But it's still valuable.
It is.
And then Zoe's the same thing. And now Zoe knows when the clock hits 7:40, she pops up from wherever she is, and we have a really small car, but she can bounce around that thing pretty good. She pops up from her chair. She's all right, pray time. And then I'm like, oh, you're going to pray? Yes. What do we need to pray about? I tell her, and she prays about it. And it's so cute. And it's wonderful.
That's awesome.
And then she's back bouncing around the car. Basically, she's teaching me I pray too long. And God understands and knows our needs already.
Short, simple prayers are just as effective. Right.
She's like, hey, Pharisee, cut it out. Just,
you don't have to be wordy.
God knows what we're doing. Here's the thing that we're asking for. Move on.
That's so true. That's that childlike faith Jesus talks about.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and she's really got it in spades. And every once in a while, I have decided I'm just going to, and I'm not going to do it every time because this is something I'm also guilty of, to being too critical, like trying to fix everything or trying to nitpick all these little things.
Right.
It's that they're coaching me. It's the pole vaulter in me. Yeah. All these little tiny things make a big difference, and that's true, but timing is also very important.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I've noticed is I will let her pray and I'll remember a few things that she does. And so then when the moment's right, I'll say, hey, would you consider this as you pray? and add this part in, or, you know, some of the things that we need to, not giving her a formula for prayer, but just helping her to develop her prayer life.
Right.
Right. That's really.
Right. Beyond just listing things to God. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And so, and it's really amazing to watch her, watch that grow as she's starting to do that. Yeah. It's really pretty cool.
That's good practice. And again, really doesn't take much time on your part.
It doesn't at
in
all.
In that case, you know, 5 minutes maybe. That you're just sitting in the car anyway. So
that's right. I mean, my other option was just sitting there listening to her or listening to music or reading something, or that was
scrolling
my other
on your
option.
Phone or something. Yeah.
I've tried to delete all the scrolling on my phone stuff because I was really convicted of that about
that's
6 months ago.
Yeah.
I completely deleted all scrolling type things on my phone. So
that's good.
It's a wonderful thing. I don't think I'm supposed to not be on social media as a pastor. It's kind of an important thing.
It kind of is.
I didn't delete it. It's just not on it. Because I was starting to take an inventory of how much time I spent
You're saying
scrolling.
You deleted the app, but
I
like,
deleted the app
to log into the website.
But only when I need to. Right. Like yesterday was the first. I downloaded an app yesterday because we went live on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I had to download the app, log all in. That was a huge hassle. But then I deleted it again.
Yeah.
Because I knew as soon as that thing starts, if it's just sitting there, I'm going to pop on and go, oh, it's just for a second. I'm going to go through some of my groups. Look at
20 minutes later.
Like, what the?
Speaking of distractions.
Yeah, hey.
Speaking of distractions.
I didn't transition that way on purpose, but I think.
Look at those things in your life. Pinterest is my thing I scroll on. I don't scroll a whole lot on Facebook, maybe a few minutes, but not much really. But man, I can be on Pinterest for a while.
See, I have no idea how that works. My sister-in-law is a huge Pinterest person.
Yeah.
And you know, because I'm sure you see her boards all the time.
I don't know if I do.
Oh, man. Well. She posts all the time. My wife tells me all the time. Because I guess my wife is on there all the time, too.
Yeah.
but my sister-in-law sent that to me when I took over the kids' ministry.
Sent you Pinterest?
10 years ago.
Oh boy.
She sent me Pinterest, and she said, hey, this is super important. It's brand new, and it's coming up, and I think you really should check it out. And that day, I looked at it for about 10 minutes, and I had no idea how it worked, right? And so that was the last time I looked at it. And 10 years later, I'm like, I still have no idea how it works, but it's a kind of a big deal. Like, I should have bought stock in that instead of just figuring out how it worked.
Imagine taking new, like, magazine clippings of things that you like, recipes or art projects or crafts, whatever, and putting them on a bulletin board in categories. Then you can go back and be like, oh, yeah, I wanted to do that craft. I'm going to do that right now.
None of that sounds fun to me.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's so now I know why I didn't
why
Pinterest
you didn't,
didn't
like
jump
it.
On
yes.
me. Okay.
Although for coming up with crafts for preschool, it really is helpful.
Sure. And I've been a kids pastor for 10 years. So that probably is something I should have used. And I'm pretty sure that my assistant uses it all the time.
Probably.
So
it just
that's
doesn't
very important.
Show you.
No, she just goes, hey, look at this idea. And I'm like, oh man, that's amazing.
You're right.
I didn't realize she got it on like page 4 of kids crafts for
Pinterest.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So there's a lot of distractions out there and they're growing every day. The newest TV thing that I saw was Discovery Plus. I'm a huge Discovery Channel family.
Like Disney Plus, but for Discovery.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That, you can fall down that little wormhole for a while.
Really?
Yes.
I've never been into Discovery Channel.
Oh my gosh, that is pretty much the only one I click on now.
That is funny.
It's, you're just
in.
Like, one more show, no big deal. Big deal. One more show.
Listen, when it's like the third time and Netflix asks, are you still watching? Then you know it's been too
you're
long.
Like, ah, geez. What have I done here?
I wasted a day.
Yeah, it's been a long time since that's happened. But
so going, like, I'm trying to be more intentional with my Sabbath.
Okay, yes, very important.
For a long time, I've been thinking about Sabbath, and Sabbath is so important, and I kind of do it, you know, so.
You're talking about actually through the day, not just the one day off, or are you talking
I'm talking about the one day off.
Okay.
Not just, yes, the one day off, but I would still do other things. I would do bills, and I would do dishes, and I would vacuum, you know, I would spend part of the morning kind of resting, watching TV, and then the rest of the day doing home things, chores and things. And so I've been really trying to be intentional about stopping for 24 hours. And for me, it's on Friday. This week it's going to be on Saturday because we have Parents Night Out. Mm-hmm. If you haven't signed up for that,
it's
can.
It's available up until, well, this is going to come out tomorrow, Thursday at 10 a.m. It'll be open
it.
For a little while longer. Although it's not full, apparently, huh?
No.
I haven't heard anything about it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be there for the first time ever. It's going to be great.
Exciting.
My wife and I are going on a date.
Oh, good.
I'm so excited. I do have all of my older children helping.
Oh, good.
I don't think
your family's kind of important. They help a lot.
They're very important.
Anyway, but I had to be really intentional about stopping for that 24 hours. So either getting all of my chores done on Thursday or just accepting that there were dishes in the sink, laundry in the basket, whatever, and living with it for a day, mm-hmm. you know? So I just realized that was important to me. And so I had to make that. And that's hard to give up 24 hours
right.
of not doing something, and, some kind of work, but it was important and it's been great. And I'm so glad that I did it. And so it's just, but it's one of those things of the important versus the urgent.
Mm-hmm. You now, know, I've learned. Do you use that Sabbath as more of a spiritual day too, where you will use intentional time to focus on the word, or is it really just a mind clearing, body resting day?
It's a resting day.
Okay.
So we read Emotionally Healthy Spirituality mm-hmm. as a staff, and there was a chapter in there, and he said there are four steps to Sabbath. Stop working, any kind of chores and things, rest, whatever you do to rest. For me, it is watching TV. So that's where the Netflix came in.
Mm-hmm.
Delight, do things that you delight in and enjoy, and then contemplate. So you do contemplate God, but you can do it while you're going on a hike or while you're doing your hobby, or, you know, so it's not like read the Bible all day or pray all day or whatever. You do think about God, incorporate God, but it really is a rest day.
Yeah. Yeah. I was telling somebody just the other day how important rest is
mm-hmm.
because they were talking about just, you know, they had all these good things to do.
Yeah.
And they felt bad because they didn't have something planned.
Uh-huh.
And they had to tell somebody no so that they could rest.
Yeah.
And they felt bad about it. And I thought, I remember that.
That's cool that they did that though, because most of us wouldn't.
No, most people
make that choice.
Their emotional feeling would say, nope, I need to do this thing because I don't have anything on the calendar.
Right.
Instead of saying, no, I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
I'm going to rest mm-hmm. regardless of who I might upset. But
right.
the reality is I'm not in control of their feelings. I'm only
right.
you know, in charge of me
yep.
and I have to take care of myself. Otherwise I'm going to get sick. And that's exactly what I told her.
Yep.
I said, you got to let that go.
Uh-huh.
The bad feeling, because if you're sick or if you're worn out or whatever, then you're no good to anybody for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
We are designed to take breaks, to rest because it's important. It helps us to sit back and usually on my days off of the things times I come up with some of the greatest ideas. God kind of whispers some of those great ideas that I just write down and then I get through the next day.
Yeah.
Because you've quieted down enough from all the noise and
hear.
The urgency to listen to those things that God's telling you. Oddly enough, the times I get the most ideas are during the Sabbath day and then during a Sunday sermon.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that means, but I always have ideas that come up when I'm just quiet and sitting and listening.
Yeah.
And I've just had to learn, stop, write it down.
Yeah.
Because if I don't, 2 seconds later, it's gone.
Right.
It is a fleeting little idea.
And sometimes you'll be trying to think about it instead of, you know, doing whatever
that's
you need
to
do.
If you write it down, you know, okay, I don't have to think about that right now.
You don't have to think about it anymore.
I come back to that and go, what the heck was I thinking right here?
Right.
So.
And I think for parents too, I think that's huge. At least the moms that I talk to, they don't know how to take a rest and take care of themselves. They're pouring themselves out for the kids and doing all the things. And they don't make that rest important, a priority. You know, they don't see it as important. They feel bad. Like, oh, I have this spare time. I must give it away to my children.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an important parenting matters.
It is matter.
Matter.
You almost did it. You almost said all the parenting matters things that
close.
I say. But it is. It's a very important thing. And I think that if you get any encouragement from today, it's okay to take some time. It's okay to rest. It's important to sit back, even when you have a lot of things going on.
Yep.
But, and sorry for the noise, I believe someone is jackhammering outside. if you can hear that. It's it's important to take that rest, but it is also important to make sure that when God gives you those whispers or when you know there's something important for you to do, write it down so that you can act on it and prioritize the important over the urgent.
Yep.
I think those are some great takeaways from today.
Great takeaways and for life and parenting.
Here's the final takeaway. Share this podcast with people you know.
Yes.
Okay. We had 6 plays last week over 2 weeks. You know what we didn't do? We didn't have one last week.
Yeah.
Maybe the algorithm kicked us out. I don't know. But share this podcast with your people. Make sure they know about it. Put it on social media. Tell everybody you know. And if you don't like it, send us an email and tell us what you don't like.
We are flexible here.
Yeah, that's right. And
we
yeah, send
change.
It to me. That way I can kind of softly toss it in there to Tanya. We don't want to hurt her feelings, but you'd be as brutal as you want to me. Even if you're like, hey, we just need to get rid of the guy. The girl is fine. But it's fine. You just need to hear it. I need truth. It'll hurt eventually, but I'll walk it off. Okay. Listen, thank you so much for joining us. Again, you can email us if you want to connect with us. It's Tanya@magnoliasfirst.org, Seth@magnoliasfirst.org. We would be happy to connect with you for sure. And We look forward greatly to seeing you again next week, where we talk about something that is very important in parenting matters.
All right.